You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What's up and welcome back to another Kinda Funny reaction, this time to WandaVision Episode 7, Breaking the Fourth Wall. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by Greg Miller.
Snoop's gonna snoop.
Nick Scarpino.
Hello.
Andy Cortez.
Morning, everyone.
And Kevin Coelho.
I don't know what we did to deserve this, but fucking life's good, you know what I mean? Life's good, guys.
I'm a little surprised they just threw a post-credit scene in there.
Totally.
Without any type of warning, 7 episodes in, it's like, okay, that's a choice.
That's how you do it.
But
man,
here's the thing, like, aren't you sitting around?
If they told
around,
you that it was coming, it wouldn't be a post-credit sequence.
I don't know. I was sitting around discussing it with Spencer. We watch it at midnight. And
sexy Spencer?
Started. No, my little brother Spencer.
Sexy Spencer.
I hate you. And, like, it just popped in, and it was one of those things that, like, I gasped. Like, I was like, oh, shit, what's happening? So it worked out. Did you have to, like, find it somewhere afterwards, or?
Yeah, I didn't know, yeah. And I went online and saw people tweeting, like, yo, there's a post-credit. And I was like, oh, shit, and went back and had to watch.
For me, it was the panic of,
did I miss other ones? Because I was like, it's that thing where I thought I've let every episode run, but then it was that moment of, like, shit, have I not? Have I been fucking up?
I was using the Disney Plus player on my PlayStation. On the PlayStation, and I looked and I was like, there's 7 minutes left or something like that. I'm like, I'm going to just fast forward just on the odd chance there's a post-credit sequence. And I saw her, like, looking over her shoulder, and I was like, oh, there is one. Pressed play, and it was the credits. Rolled it back 10 seconds, still credits. Rewound it, saw her image again. I was like, oh, my God, are they fucking with me? Like, is this, like, you can only see it if you're rewinding? Nah, it just turns out their player is garbage on PS4.
Andy Cortez, you got your office intro. How'd it make you feel?
Man, I didn't love all the Office stuff. I didn't really like the Office stuff until Vision got involved with it, because it was kind of like, first off, we weren't in an office.
Modern Family is the episode there. It'd be just the intro, whereas Wanda and the Wanda cup and all that.
Do they interview people in Modern Family?
Do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that makes a lot more sense. And you know what? Great job. But yeah, the music, yeah, it was kind of like a little.
Nailed it.
It kind of had like the little kick drum. Do. I thought it was fine. I thought it was cute.
Andy, what's wrong? You didn't like this episode, did you? You're super down. What's wrong? Talk to me.
No, no. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I just didn't like the kind of. It was her the whole time. I liked the way that they reveal it. I loved the stupid ass song. Like, it was very fitting of the show.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm of two minds of it. Right. I think that just popping out and telling us this kind of doesn't feel. It feels like that it was just a dream the whole time. Like one of those sort of reveals.
Yeah. Sure.
But it also, I think if there were any more hints than the time that she walked up to Herb in the Brady Bunch episode and whispered to him. I remember mentioning during that episode, on the subtitle, she says, is she still in there with her? And she was talking about
Monica.
Yeah. Is Monica still in there with her? And that's what initially tipped me off to, oh, I think she knows what the hell's going on. So if there was any more hints than that, I would have felt, obvious, especially with how Twitter works. You know, you would just eventually kind of happen upon a bunch of tweets that are kind of just easily spelling it out for you. Yes, she is behind all of this. So, I don't know. I'm kind of like in between. I have some mixed feelings about the, you know, her being sort of the mastermind behind all of it.
Wait, are you saying that the clues weren't there?
Yeah. I think so. I think if shit was like super insanely obvious, then I would have felt a little bit better. Based on how they were sort of feeding us the information, especially when Vision talks to her at the intersection.
Yeah.
That sort of sequence showed me, she really is just kind of a person here.
But yeah, but like
she really is just a civilian that's trapped in here. Yeah, but I mean, what are they doing?
I can see Andy's point.
Yeah, what are they doing? What are they doing to show that that it has been planned? I don't
all
know.
The
I
dialogue,
but, all the, yeah, all the
like
other stuff.
The devil's in the details. Like she, almost every episode, she has some line, something that's off, and like her the rabbit scratchy, all that stuff. Like,
I feel like this is because like she's not. I don't think she's the big bad. Like I think that it's still going to be like introducing. I think we're gonna get a Mephisto.
Book.
Yeah, the book.
Yeah, the book seems super important. Right?
Makes it seem like,
but
you know.
Sorry. The question I had was, I mean, seeing like the this came out of nowhere for me too. Like I'll be honest, like I think Andy's right. Like this, it just wasn't very. It wasn't set up and supported very well. Yes, they tickled in some of these some of those lines of dialogue, but it's so confusing as an audience member because you're not sure what Wanda's making and what she's not. So I was like, oh, maybe she's. It's just conjuring up this bad person to be the bad guy so she doesn't have to be the bad person anymore. But I mean, if she is the big baddie and she's just been kind of orchestrating this the whole time, I agree. It's not as set up as I would have liked it. And it is a little bit of a letdown because I think that takes the importance away from Wanda's actual internal struggle. Like now, okay, she's just being played. So she's not suffering from like post-traumatic stress disorder and she's not reeling from Vision. She's just being used by Agnes.
I
it just kind of seems thin.
I think you guys are misreading it. Like, I think that some bigger force is involved, like a Mephisto or Dormammu, allowing her to do this. And Agnes was like a student of this person beforehand, and is upset that you know Scarlet Witch is getting this attention. So she's in there fucking up the fantasy to push Scarlet Witch over the edge. And I think
right.
that like
where
we're
did
seeing
you get all
it's
that
working.
Information from.
Well, I mean, the thing is, there's so many things that lead to her in every episode. Like, she's the only person that didn't have an ID on the board.
Yeah.
When Jimmy Woo and them were, like, looking at all the
I understand all that, but what I'm saying is, like, you guys, I think you guys are extrapolating from, like, source material, right? Are you guys taking some of the stuff from the comics?
No. No.
I'm saying straight from the...
Because, like, had I not heard of the word Mephisto a week ago, I wouldn't have known that anything of that was a possibility. And
but like, you could
I know more than the general Marvel audience. Like,
yeah, but
you know,
but
the people who don't, you know, who aren't around you all to kind of,
like,
you know, tell them this information.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was a Dormammu. Like, it could be Dormammu. Like, Dormammu's face is purple. Agnes's powers are purple. So, like, I'm saying, like, it's a possibility.
Nick, do
that
it.
It's,
do the jaw thing.
Dormammu.
Dormammu.
There it is.
Come to party.
Let's
have a little chatty chat.
Like, I mean, like, honestly, I think even, like, if it was Dormammu, I think that would be really cool because then that ties it over to Doctor Strange, which we've all heard leads, like, this show is going to lead to the Multiverse of Madness. So I think it might even be stronger instead of introducing a new character. But, like, I kind of think, like, there's a lot of hints and... This is what we always thought, that it was some bigger force amplifying her.
And it's sort of my fears have been now realized that it seems like Quicksilver is not the X-Men Quicksilver, and this is all just sort of one big trick.
That was too
I'm with
much
you
to
a little
be,
bit,
to
but
wish for though.
We have two more episodes. Like them revealing this with two full episodes left, it's like they wouldn't do this whole spell it out like she's the bad guy at the end if she was really the bad guy. Like,
that's totally true. Totally true.
I guess for me,
I would have preferred if she really is the bad guy for her to have been caught, not to reveal herself. Because I feel like that did feel a little cheap for me. Like none of the characters did anything really to like suss her out. And so I'm just not used to that from Marvel. But having said that, Catherine Hahn has the best line in all of any fucking Marvel anything. When she's like, I don't bite. And then it cuts through interview. She's like, I actually did bite. I laughed out loud on that.
Yeah,
I'm like, put
too.
Her in everything. I'm glad she's going to get more screen time now.
I think that her revealing herself is really cool. I think that like, because like, what's the next episode? It's definitely a confrontation. Like the whole episode probably is going to be them fighting back and forth while Vision tries to get closer. Right?
You think so? I mean, because like this episode ended with her like resetting Wanda. Right? Like
putting the purple on her head. We don't know.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like,
yeah, but
here's the thing.
Sorry.
Like, what I enjoyed the most about this episode is that
mental
it used
fight.
The modern the Modern Family stuff very well, of the breaking the fourth wall, talking to the camera and all that. And having it be the episode where Wanda shit is really starting to like go through the decades and like everything's starting to get fucked up. I think Agatha had to reveal herself to then be like, we need to reset this because you're losing control completely. And it's like, we need to get you back into place. So I think that next week it is very much going to be, or if I had to guess, I bet next week is a lot of flashbacks. It's a lot of the history, the Mind Stone shit, and Wanda like getting her powers, all that stuff, and actually
probably Agatha
out
too, right? Like how she met Agatha, who she is, what she's
world,
all about,
breaking out Vision, all that stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, it wouldn't be unheard of now with the Monica Rambeau episode for them to like do a flashback to Agatha. Although I kind of feel like that's what that little jingle was at the end. Of like, hey, this is where it was at. I think the next episode is going to be a battle.
I'm talking about real world.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I don't know. I that is kind of the battle that I'm talking about, where it's like Scarlet Witch is going to be fighting her off, like trying to fight off the hex that she put on her. I'm very excited. I don't know. I thought this episode was going to be one of the weaker ones of the season, and I came out like, I can't be more excited for next week's episode, and like I really enjoyed this week's.
I enjoyed this week's episode, but for me, for sure, it's the first time where it's ended, and I was like, okay, like I'm not ravenous for the next episode. And I think part of that is that we do the show and we talk about this, and we've been saying since episode one, you guys have that. Oh no, Agatha is probably this person from the comics who's going to be a bad person. It's like, oh okay. So getting there today when it, you know, when she went in the house and it was like, oh, the boys are, when, you know, Wanda starts looking around the house and notices the rabbit, notices the cicada. And then it's like, where are the boys? Like, oh, like, here we go. Here we're going to, you know, finally kick the bucket over. And so it was cool to get down there and see it. But I was like, okay, cool. Now I'm just into it. But I feel like this is, I'm not let down by the reveal. I just thought, I think it was telegraphed the way we're talking about it because we talk about it the way we talk about it. And so to get there and then, I'm interested to know, but I mean, I'm not like edge of my seat like I was last week to know what's going on. And I hope, yeah, that like they I hope the, you know, X-Men tie in here, the Pietro stuff isn't just a look. I hope it does have something more to do with the multiverse than it doesn't.
Yeah. That's what's really interesting to me is this is the first commercial that I don't really understand the reference to, the Nexon thing. Like
Nexus.
The only two things I could think of, like based on the dialogue they had, is like the portals from Endgame. Like
I can give you the GameSpot report for it. I saw it today if you want.
But I just want to say the last before I hear that, just because I just want to
I don't want to hear that.
No, just like from comic stuff, all I know about the only reference I know Nexus is that if you are a Nexus, that means you're constant across multiverses. You're the only, like, there's only one version of you, like, in all the different multiverses and shit. And Scarlet Witch in the comics is one of those characters.
Yeah, but so is Vision, according to GameSpot here. Because I'm reading off GameSpot's article where they put all the Easter eggs. They put Nexus antidepressant. This week's commercial was for the antidepressant for, quote, when the world doesn't revolve around you, or does it? Which is likely a nod to one of the more galaxy-brained concept in Marvel Comics, the existence of Nexus beings, or people who have powers that can affect probability and literally alter the flow of the universal time stream. Both Wanda and Vision are considered Nexus beings. Also, there's the idea of the Nexus of all worlds, which is sort of a gateway point between dimensions from which all universes in the multiverse can be accessed, which may be something to keep in mind for the upcoming Doctor Strange sequel, Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, if I'm remembering correctly, the in the X-Men cartoon show, they like there was a whole bit with, it wasn't Cable, it was the other guy from the future.
Morph.
Bishop,
yeah, he would go through the Nexus point to like travel between time, so like I assumed it's like some interdimensional stuff. So,
seems cool. The only thing that I like about that leads credence to the fact that Quicksilver is the Fox Quicksilver, and it is just Agatha that brought her there. It wasn't Scarlet Witch that brought her there, and Agatha, we see her controlling him, but like that doesn't mean she's creating him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could have just, she brought him from the Fox universe, which I really hope is the fucking case.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Shout out to Monica Rambeau turning into Photon. That was cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Really very cool. Yeah. Visually super interesting and stimulating. And it's a fun way to see a hero's origin because we haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, I had the subtitles on, and there's a couple lines in there for Carol Danvers amongst all the other
Nick Fury. Yeah, yeah, they had a lot of Captain Marvel dialogue in there. That it was really cool. Yeah.
And then seeing their face, seeing their them face off on the front lawn, I thought was awesome. And Monica being like, "Let's fucking go, dude! Like, I'm powerful too now." She gets thrown down and immediately just kind of catches herself. Also, her vision really cool. I mean, she sees in like my favorite colors, right? She sees in turquoises and the pinks and the blues. Yeah, really
it cool. looks like my fucking room.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also appreciate, I mean, if we're talking about stuff, I appreciated the Darcy Vision performances, mainly Vision. Like, I thought, you know, when they're in the car, when they get in the car, you're like, Vision can fly. Like, why is he doing this? And I loved the breakdown of, like, what happened to Vision that he doesn't remember and his death and then re-death and all that stuff. But then when he's having the Modern Family interview and he's like, wait, why am I talking to you? Yeah, and he gets up, bumps his head on the fucking mic and knocks it out of the way and then flies away and then flies away in the real world.
There's one little character thing that he did that I was just like, God, Paul Bettany, so good.
So good.
He leans over and he scratches his ear.
Yeah.
But like,
I noticed that too.
You know what I mean? Like, it's such a little touch of like, he clearly watched a couple interviews on or of the setups for Modern Family with like Ty Burrell and was like, oh, maybe that's a thing he picked. He picked up from that. It was really cool.
I'm honestly extremely impressed with him and Wanda, because like they, what's her name, Elizabeth Olsen, like she nailed the interviews. Like I've watched a lot of Modern Family, and she was like switching between the dad and the mom characters of like the
effortlessly.
Yeah, and she nailed it. It was so good. This show must have been fun to like storyboard, because someone was sitting there planning out all these different, like, how we're gonna do each episode different to feel like the right decade, and they did such a good job. So shout outs to the team that put this all together.
I loved the having her talk to the person behind the camera, which like feels like a meta office reference in the beginning of it, and I was like, who the fuck is she talking to? This is gonna be interesting. And I did not expect it to be Agatha, so that being like the last reveal of the little Agatha song, I just thought tied it all together really well. Just like,
no, the last one. I also killed Sparky. Well, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. So good.
Yeah. That's great.
So, so she turned the kids into the bunny and the bug?
No.
No.
The bunny's been since episode one or two.
Got it. See, I didn't even notice that because I thought she looked at the bunny and the bug. I was like,
for the magic trick.
The bunny is Mephisto. I was just joking. I don't know.
Honestly, like that is a theory.
Mephisto? No, not Flamingo.
The Flamingo
or whatever
Stork.
It was.
Yeah, Stork.
No.
Because it keeps doing the
I'm really starting to think Mephisto's not part of this at all. I think the show is going to keep it to where we're at here. I think it might introduce a bigger bad, but the bigger bad's going to be Doctor Strange too. And that's, they'll deal with that completely there, but this is just kind of hinting at it. And I love that with two episodes left, I think we're in a really interesting place, because this very much to me feels like a second to last episode. Next week's the finale to kind of have big battles and fight it all out. So something's missing, and I think that it is the real world stuff of her breaking out Vision and all that, which I'm extremely interested in, because I love how much in the dialogue they're referencing old MCU stuff. Like, I never thought we'd hear about Ultron as much as we are in this show. And to me, that's super interesting because it's tying it all in with the lore and it's building upon it. So I don't know. And if this thing's making superheroes, like I know we keep talking about the mutant stuff, like what's that going to look like in the next episode or two? Like, I feel like if they're going to have a big blowout reveal in the finale, we need some real major awesome setup next episode. What's up, Craig?
Was the internet misled? I could have sworn I saw something from like IGN getting shared saying the final three episodes are going to be an hour long apiece.
Yeah, the problem is Kevin Feige, every time they talked about this, they've been saying 6 hours for the shows. Mm-hmm, so people are just like breaking down like, well, we've only had this much so far.
Gotcha.
Like,
gotcha.
No. I imagine we're going to keep getting same episode length.
Perfect. Just check.
I saw that a couple days ago and I was like, oh, man, I don't know if I'm like up for an hour right now. And then when it went on, it was 37 minutes. I was like, oh, OK, this is going to be good. Like, and like, I felt like at the end of it, I was just like, yep, I'm ready for next week, so I'll see you then.
I thought it was really interesting in the intro, the office like theme song. It only said Wanda.
Right.
Until the very end, and it said Vision. End,
yeah. Well, it's because she's taking the day off, right? Like, I like that setup. I pointed that out to Jen as it was happening, too, of like they're really driving this home, that she's, you know, they're on their own for this one, that she's going to be away from everybody and on her own. It was a good episode.
Skimming through, seeing if there's anything else to bring up.
Sure.
The reveal that the aerospace engineer that she was like, oh, I got a homie that's gonna hook me up, and they hook her up with the weird the
space rover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of weird because it was like that felt like it was gonna be a bigger.
I thought that was going to be somebody cool. Yeah, I was like, okay. Just a friend who was a friend to her mom. All right, whatever.
Yeah, it is one of those things when you deliver the line. If Kevin was like, I got a great secret place for us to go to, and we just went to a Carl's Jr., I'd be like, all right, well, I mean, I'm excited. Don't get me wrong,
yeah.
but
yeah.
you could have just told me it was a Carl's Jr. You didn't have to set it up like that.
Yeah, the amount of people that thought it was going to be Reed Richards.
It seemed like a troll, awesome. Right? Like the way they did it, because like there was like a moment cut where they're like, this is it. And then they cut to it, and it's like, oh, is
so cool. Could she? Here's a noob question. Could she get through the hex because she had been through twice and was already changed by it, or how did she end up breaking that wall?
Her powers.
Yeah, I think it like because her powers are kind of like taking energy and like remanipulating it and stuff. And I think that her like breaking through this time and like the way we see it, kind of like breaking her apart and all that. The visuals were, it was like her kind of sacrificing herself, but it like reformed her into Photon or Spectrum or whatever the hell they're
I was confused about that. I wish we had like one episode about that. I wish we had more about what her powers are and like defining those and like seeing her struggle with them or trying to figure them out, because it just kind of felt like she punched harder through the wall. And I was like, oh, okay, that's weird, because we saw her just drive through this thing with a hyperspace aged thing. And then I just need things. I got to get beat over the head. I need someone to be like, I need Randall Park to be like, she's photoning, you know, or whatever.
Why is she photoning?
Like, to me. Because with that, because I just felt like that was a little unsupported as well. I mean,
I just said one ass.
Performance was great.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just response to that. Does it not, because it dragged her in the first time, right? So I just assumed that it like rejected the vehicle because the vehicle was so. So much built.
They're rejecting her too.
To fight.
She had to push through it, right?
I don't know. I just thought we got like a closer look of what the transition through it looks.
Oh, but no, you're right. Mean, like when Kat Denning was dragged in, she was just dragged in. She just got engulfed by it. So I think that when it wants you in, it takes you in. But in this one, it was, you know, it looked like she was having to actually use her powers to get through it. So I would have loved some explanation as to how that was happening. I would love to see like, oh, this is how she can do that because this power has now changed her into doing this stuff. So
the one I tossed in here to assets, Kev, can you share this image?
Yeah.
Because this is a goofy one of just like, I don't know who got replaced here.
Hold on.
Like this woman is CG. Am I wrong? Not in the scene I'm following after this, they do a close up on it, right? Where she is a human being there. But in this wide shot, this woman is not really there, correct?
Like, yeah, the lighting looks different.
Like the next shot, she's a real person. I'm not saying like she's completely created, but clearly they needed a reshoot or recast in the middle of this, and they digitally took out whoever that was and put in this woman. I'm sending the close-up shot.
I'm so confused by what you're talking about.
Well, I think yeah, it might be. Hold on.
Go back and watch the scene. Everybody go back. If you're an audio listener, go back and look at WandaVision when we go to the shield outpost or sword outpost. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Literally the 4 minute and 43 second mark. You have the guy whose name is escaping me, who's the dick from Sword, walking up to talk to another agent. Heywood. But Heywood is talking to another agent. And in the wide shot, the agent is clearly a CG'd person. Like that's.
Oh, I did not see that at all. That's crazy.
I sort of had the same feeling, Greg, during the couch scene where they are sitting down. It's the two kids and they're with Agnes, and she's sort of like brought them into her house. And I think it's just maybe the depth of field or the cameras that they're using. But I could have sworn that Agnes, it was like, oh, this seems like a reshoot. And this kid doesn't really seem like he's there. It seems like he's kind of green screened in, but it's possible. It's just the way the cameras.
I mean, that's just child actors, Andy. They're always creepy.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. I don't see what you're talking about at all. Looking at this.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now on Disney Plus, and I mean, like, they're just too. Colors aren't right.
I can pull it up.
Doesn't matter. This is not. I don't think a story plot point. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Like, what the fuck happened here while they were shooting?
Yeah, I do think that this is such an impressive show with the budget. Like the scene where the truck kind of is going in, trying to get into the thing, and it crashes, and then it like goes up and like starts like going. I was just like, damn, man, they're flexing here. Like this is them being like, we didn't have to do this, but we're fucking going to. And it honestly looked fine.
The half and half truck looked really awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say the half and half was my favorite part where it comes out. It's like half a freaking minivan or half truck, whatever.
Yeah, that was dope.
With, truck.
That
with
was
really the cool. glitch sort of effect around the border of the ring of it.
The hex
really
effect.
Nice. It's just good enough to really not take you out of it, right? And that's what I really appreciate about this one is like all of this feels like it's all glued together which nicely.
Before
I wish
go,
they'd given Randall Park a little bit more to do on this one, though.
Yeah, we'll have more time with him. Like, people love him, right? Before we go, one thing I do want to mention is like, oh man, Disney Plus cracking, having some issues, huh?
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
Nothing last I noticed.
Last night was the first night where it Disney Plus crashed at midnight.
Shit the bed.
Oh, interesting.
Shit wasn't available.
Yeah, we were trying to watch it at midnight and things were just like not popping up. But I mean, it was like 5 minutes later for me.
It was just like five minutes.
Look, that being said, I am still extremely impressed with.
Oh yeah!
Not only the quality of the connection, and you know, I never buffer anything like that, but just the quality of the visuals as well. Because I think about every night trying to watch True Detective and Game of Thrones, and how awful HBO's apps are, and trying to log online, and I would always wait until like 2 a.m. to watch the episode because it was gonna look like shit, and it was gonna buffer the whole time because of everybody watching at the same time. I'm just insanely impressed by the tech that they have on this streaming side. I think they're like the gold standard for the sort of the image quality that streaming services should have.
That's great.
I can confirm that the scene with the lady, like, it's very clear that like the lighting is a different. It's like tungsten and daylight stuff where it's like these colors don't match at all. Her black outfit looks totally different.
I put the wide in. The wide helps my point.
Maybe it's the ground on the ground below her reflecting differently to the ground below him reflecting differently.
I think you guys are absolutely insane.
I think you guys are bananas.
This has been our reaction. Let us know in
the comments
below.
You owe me $10 when it's proved, Kevin.
What?
Or Tim.
Yeah, sure. Let us know in the comments below what you thought about this episode, what you think is going to happen next episode. And until then, love you guys.
Bye. I did bite a child.